Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not a married sweetheart.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a married sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Happy Friday. We are glad that you are here. We have a report that Fox News has acquired the search warrant, the Trump search warrant, and we are going to bring that to you here in just a second to listen to what the coverage is. I want you to stick with us, and we will go through, we'll listen to the coverage that Fox News has on their obtaining of this search warrant, and we'll hear what they have to say, and then, of course, we will react to it. So Brad is working on getting that set up for us right now. On the Annie Fry YouTube live chat, we have a poll every day. Today's poll is Trump 2024, yes or no? Let us know what you think. Of course, just two options. If you have a comment that you want to add to your yes or no vote, then you can leave it in the live chat. We're going to continue to watch those as we go through the day and react to them at 2:45. All right. So the Fox News obtaining of the Trump search warrant. Let's listen in real quick to coverage.
Moments ago, Fox News was able to obtain the Trump search warrant. Let's get right to it.
Let's go to David Spunt live at the Justice Department. Good afternoon, David.
Hi to both of you. We're going through this document right now, or this reporting right now, I should say. I want to read some of my reporting from my colleague, Brooke Singman, who just posted this on FoxNews.com. We know that this was signed by Judge Bruce Reinhart. He signed it on August 5th, and it allowed the FBI and federal authorities to conduct the search of Mar-a-Lago on or before August 19th, 2022, in the daytime, 6 a.m. until 10 p.m. at night. We know there are three pages of items that were taken from Mar-a-Lago. I want to read some of them to you. We're told that the FBI took 20 boxes of items from the premises, including one set of documents marked as various classified, top secretive, and sensitive information documents. The property receipt, which is also part of this, indicates that FBI agents collected four sets of top secret documents, three sets of secret documents, and three sets of confidential documents. The list also includes the FBI taking a leather-bound box of documents, binders of photos, and handwritten notes. And as far as the actual property receipt, we're told the clemency letter that was written on behalf of Roger Stone, President Trump's longtime confidant, was taken by the FBI. Also, some information about the President of France, Emmanuel Macron, and we're told there were other photos, miscellaneous box of secret documents. So basically, you get the whole point here, and I'm going through this as we're looking, that there were some documents taken. However, I suspect, and I don't know this for a fact, that the Trump team will likely say he declassified all of this before he left office. And the reason I say that is because we've heard many of his allies on television and in newspapers and online explain that he declassified so many documents before he left that it should not be a problem that these were there. However, there are questions about the actual declassification process. I also want to read, Mike and Sandra, the locations. This, according to the search warrant reviewed by Fox News, quote, the locations to be searched include the 45 office, all storage rooms, all other rooms or areas within the premises used or available to be used by the President of the United States and his staff, and which boxes or documents could be stored. That's what we know right now.
Okay, so just reading through this, and obviously the timing was a huge part of this. The magistrate judge signed this warrant August 5th, we are now learning. Today is August 12th. It gave the FBI authority to conduct this search on or before August 19th, 2022, and in the daytime between 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. Very specifically to the locations here, as I know, David, you are still digging through this. Brett Baer is going to join us in just a moment as well. The locations to be searched included the 45 office, all storage rooms, and all other rooms or areas within the premises used or available to be used by the president and his staff, and in which boxes or documents could be stored, including all structures or buildings on the estate. Obviously, this is all brand new information that we're getting, and that they seized classified records from the former president's home, and some were marked top secret. So we are just getting this and digging through it. David, before we get to Brett, would you like to add anything?
Well, we know that, first of all, this is something that the attorney general yesterday believed he was calling the president's bluff by saying, go ahead, release this. Then the president, the former president, I should say, late last night on Truth Social said, yes, go ahead, release all of this. We had to wait for the formal filing from the Trump legal team, which apparently would be happening soon. They had a 3 p.m. deadline today. This is actually not posted on the official docket yet. I want to be clear about that. But Fox News has reviewed this, and we assume this will be posted at some point very shortly officially on that docket, Sandra.
Okay. Thank you very much. David Spunt, we'll get back
to you.
Let us know when you want to jump back in here. Brett Baer now, chief political anchor and executive editor of Special Report. Brett, great to have you here now with this breaking news just coming in. We're getting a closer look at this. The warrant gave agency authority to seize, quote, all physical documents and records constituting evidence, contraband, fruits of crime, or other items illegally possessed in the violation of U.S. code, including documents and classification markings and presidential records created between January 2017 and January 2021. What can you tell us at this point, having looked at it now, Brett?
Okay, we've seen the warrant, we've seen the list. It's about 7 pages long, both documents. And as David was going through, it's specific, but not specific of what's in those documents. There's been a lot of reporting about nuclear documents. That's not listed specifically in the paperwork that we've received. However, what's key is this. The list includes references to one set of documents, as referenced, various classified TS and SCI documents. That's top secret and sensitive compartmented information, as well as top secret and three sets of secret documents, confidential documents. Now, what does this mean? The top tier of that is some of the highest sensitive stuff that we have as far as keeping secret, and there are laws about how that's handled. The president's lawyers are arguing that he declassified these documents before leaving the White House. Now, that is a big power that the president has, a sweeping power to declassify, but there are also regulations that have to, a process has to take place. It's not like you wave a wand and say all of these boxes are declassified. So there's a paper trail and specifics to that. So they will argue that it happened, and we'll have to see where that argument goes. But the list of documents here is pretty interesting. I mean, it's overall 20 boxes. And what you see is that the judge, the magistrate, signs it on August 5th, but the raid doesn't happen, the search doesn't happen, if you want to call it that, days later. So the thought process that these are tremendously dangerous documents that everyone was concerned about from the beginning of June to the time that the the document signed, the search warrant signed, and then the action is taken is interesting. And Trump lawyers will point back to cooperating. Clearly, the DOJ and the FBI believes that they have these documents are sensitive, top secret, highly compartmentalized enough that this is a violation of law.
U.S. Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhart signed the warrant on August 5th, giving the FBI authority for basically 2 weeks to go and conduct the search, the locations to be searched. As we noted, the former president's office, all storage rooms and other rooms within the premises used or available to be used by the former president and his staff, and in which boxes or documents could be stored, including all structures or buildings on the estate. That sounds like giving pretty wide authority to the FBI once on the grounds of Mar-a-Lago to look where they needed to look.
Yeah, I mean, this is a wide berth of that property. The only thing it doesn't include are the guest rooms at Mar-a-Lago, which, as you know, is a club. And it doesn't say any of those areas or the staff areas, but it is a wide swath of the personal space, the president's, former president's office. And, you know, what's key to point out here is that if they find something else and there is some other illegal activity in this search for classified documents, obviously that's what the Trump critics of this move would say is just a wide net. I want to just point out the backdrop here. I'm on Kiowa Island. I wish I could say that I was here to interview President Biden or even Hunter Biden, but I'm here for my mother's birthday weekend, and it just so happens that it's where the president chose to go. So that's the backdrop here at the White House camera. Yeah.
Brett, thank you. So if you could just stay with us, and we'll keep letting you have a chance to dig through that as well. Jonathan Turley is joining us now. Jonathan, jump in here. George Washington University law professor, Fox News contributor. When you look at the property receipt reviewed by Fox News, it is a list of documents. To Brett's point, we don't have any information about the documents. It's binders of photos, handwritten notes, multiple boxes. We know 20 of them at this point. Your thoughts so far on what we're learning?
Well, there's a great deal here that we have not learned from this list. The most serious thing we've learned is that some of this material was marked TSSCI. I've worked with that type of material for decades. It is a material that, for me to work with it, I have to work in a SCIF. It has a whole bunch of regulations as to proper handling. I'm not even allowed to bring in a computer to deal with TSSCI material. So this is a very high level of classification. But what's really interesting here is the warrant says, well, you go in and you find any evidence of crimes, including any classified material. And it brings us back to the missing affidavit. The Trump people are saying that he did declassify material, and that was very likely part of the conversation in June. And as Brett was raising, you know, if there was this belief that there was TSSCI material at this location, this is a rather lackadaisical scheduled to get it back. I mean, not only did they not take any steps, it appears, with the Trump team after June, but even when they got the warrant signed, they waited for days in order to retrieve it. So that's a little bit of an anomaly. But again, it brings us back to the missing affidavit. What was told about the status of these documents? We do not see here references to nuclear weapons or nuclear weapon programs that have been reported by some media. That doesn't necessarily mean that those reports are wrong. But it sort of highlights how much we still don't know in this. Now, my final point here is that the stuff that is referred to as secret and confidential, I have to say, since I've worked with this type of material for years, you know, most everything that goes to the president tends to have a classification of confidentiality or above. Mm-hmm. And confidentiality itself is not a particularly high classification. I've seen mail books, phone books classified at that level. It's really the TSSCI and how much there was there and whether there's a claim of declassification that we still don't know.
Jonathan, I'm wondering, as someone who has handled this kind of information over the years, if you're familiar with the process of a president on his way out of office declassifying it. We know he has the power to declassify lots of stuff, but how quickly can that happen?
Yeah, this is where it gets a little bit curious because we, this was a very chaotic time, obviously, in January. You had the January 6th riot, you had all the controversies, and then you had all these boxes being removed with the president. The question is whether there was enough time to go through this process where you have to communicate with the intelligence community to declassify material. There is no question as to the authority of the president to declassify material. There are regulations, but his authority is constitutional. He has a right to declassify. So this could be a conflict between regulations and inherent authority of the president. The question is the specificity with which the declassification occurred. Were these on a list, for example, that was declared declassified? It is possible that there was an invoice or list as these boxes were prepared, and the president sought to confirm or to state that they were declassified. That doesn't seem like a good basis for a criminal charge. That is, if that is what occurred, I want again to see that affidavit as to why that was deemed a potential criminal act.
Jonathan, just one more thing. Jackie Heinrich adding to the reporting here, a federal law enforcement source is telling her that this list tells us nothing, as we have been pointing out, in relation to the allegation that agents were searching for nuclear-related documents to that Washington Post reporting. Those docs would be marked SAP for special access programs, nukes. Not to say those kind of docs weren't there, but the evidence was listed in such a way that we don't know. There is a listing for various classified TS/SCI documents. Her source says SCI could mean nuclear docs, as SCI is secure compartmental information. It's a very broad classification. SAP, though, is the nuclear program, and that would not be detailed on a property receipt. On the timing of this, Jonathan, you can weigh in on that in just a second. On the timing, though, I don't know that you can make the case that the FBI waited to make this raid after the magistrate judge signed off on it. Looking at a timeline here, August 5th was a Friday. It could have been late in the day on Friday. The raid took place Monday, August 8th, in the morning. It says it has to take place during a weekday, daytime 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Let's see. Magistrate judge. Go ahead.
Yeah, part of that timeline that's intriguing to me is whether they knew that there was TSSCI material. Because I can tell you, having worked with security officers for decades, they take that really quite seriously. In order for me to get access to a TSSCI case, they have to read me into every one of those programs. And once you're read in, you can't bring anything out of a skiff. I mean, they are incredibly religious about these restrictions. It's hard to believe that those security officers believed there was TSSCI at some resort in a storage room, and there was a feeling that, well, let's do it on Monday, even though it's now Friday. So that's part of the thing that we need to look at. Did they know there was TSSCI, or did they just find it? Is this part of the material that Trump believed he had declassified? All of that's important to a specific intent crime, which is what we're talking about here.
And Jonathan, there was talk of this week about putting an additional lock on a storage area in terms of the negotiations back and forth between the Trump team and the National Archives folks. But as you talked about, reviewing some of this stuff requires being in a skiff. So would you talk about the security measures to actually see a lot of these documents when you're allowed to review them?
Well, the security officers I worked with would be, you'd have to resuscitate them if you said, I'll just put a better lock on the door. These are people that don't compromise when it comes to the security of TSSCI material. So there is a disconnect there. But we don't know if the TSSCI material was identified in the affidavit or simply discovered in the course of this search. And if it had been collected, the agents may not be fully aware of what was believed to be declassified. Now, none of this means that this isn't a serious concern. Of course it is. Mm-hmm. President Trump had the ultimate declassification declassification authority, but that authority ended when he was no longer president. So at that point, he does not have authority to retain classified information, but then he has the right to argue it wasn't classified, I declassified it. Those are the details that we need to find out, and it's one of the reasons why releasing the warrant and the list are not going to answer these concerns. Attorney General Garland should release the affidavit. If there's one case that merits that rare type of a gesture, it's this one.
So we've been listening to the Fox News breaking coverage of their obtaining of the warrants. What we have learned here is that there are 20 boxes of documents seized, four sets of top secret documents, along with sensitive compartmented info, which they refer to as SCI, a leather-bound box of documents, a clemency letter of Roger Stone. That shouldn't be funny. And then also, this was really spoken about in a very interesting way. Did you hear him say, this is how they described it, some info on the president of France? That's that was yeah. how it was explained. Yeah. You think Macron was sitting there eating his baguette, all of a sudden going, what?
Yeah.
What the heck?
Wait, me?
I was in the scam. Yeah, exactly. they had the opportunity to go into President Trump's office, the storage rooms, all rooms that are used by the president or the staff. You think Melania and Donald share a closet?
I doubt it.
What are they suggesting about him being in that room? Anyway, so, and also what we're hearing here from Jonathan Turley, Brett Baer, that the POTUS, the president's lawyers are saying he did declassify these documents. So we have a lot of answers now that bring us right back to where we were in the beginning with all of the same questions still. Did he have classified documents? Well, a lot of that is determined as to whether or not he declassified them before he left the presidency. Because if he declassified them, then they are not, in fact, classified. If he didn't declassify them, and they're there, then he has classified information. And here's the other thing that I keep seeing people comment and bring up about this. And, you know, I just got some marbles rolling around in the dusty back of my brain, reminding us that Donald Trump himself did not pack those boxes. Who did pack those boxes? What could have been put in those boxes that could now be found on an unprecedented raid on his home?
I hear you.
That's all I'm saying.
Just asking questions.
On a Friday so that I can run away from that question as fast as I can.
Mm-hmm. Come back on Monday.
Yes, I almost went into this in the Mike Davis interview earlier, but they were talking about the nuclear codes and stuff, and I was thinking about, he's like, Mike Davis goes, the codes are obviously going to be changed from Trump to Biden. And all I could think about was the Spaceballs scene where they're talking about the code of my luggage. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And Mel Brooks goes, that's the code of my luggage. What idiot uses that code on their luggage?
Yeah.
Well, Mel Brooks and, you know, people who need
whoever else.
Bye. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Make a
friend. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We're glad that you're here with us. Happy Friday. The YouTube live chat poll is simple. This is the shortest poll we've ever had in the history of the Annie Fry Show poll. YouTube poll. Trump 2024, yes or no? And I'd love to get what you guys think about it. We've got Hannah. I'm going to ask you first. Trump 24, yes or no? You got to go one way or the other.
No.
No. Ooh. Ryan?
Yes.
It's like if you're sitting in the car, you were contemplating him pondering that question. But really, he was just
putting his headphones on.
Putting his headphones on and turning on his microphone.
I felt like I was leaning down the mic.
You were.
Know how Trump did that when he would go wrong, wrong?
Yeah, he would get down right up in the face of the microphone. And then his lips. I don't understand Donald Trump's lips.
No.
I don't either.
It's not a like eliminator for him to be the president of the United States again for me. But
the lips?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
But you do have to see him more. You have to see more of his lips when he's a president.
Yes, you do. And this. Okay.
The telescoping okay.
Yeah.
It's gotta go, you gotta make the okay sign, which is not a racial gesture, I might add.
Not that we
all,
until somebody said that it was.
You got to make the okay sign in front of you, and then you have to extend
out,
and then bring it back in. And then if you really mean it, double it up. two okay signs, out and in.
Can I tell you something funny?
Nope.
When I was doing the second season of my PBS show, Songstage, it's a live show, and so there's a lot of pressure on the live shoot. That was during the presidential run of 2016. So he hadn't won yet. He was just running. And I found myself up there speaking with the microphone, going like this. And I'm like, no, I'm doing what Trump does. Why am I doing this?
Every once in a while, I'm like in making a probably moderately average point, but I'm into it. And then my hands start doing things that I think Nancy Pelosi would do.
Oh.
And it distracts me.
Which is what? Can you show us?
No. It just happens. It's like you and Christopher Walken.
Okay. Have you ever done...
Me and Gottfried.
Have you ever done a Bill Clinton where you make a point and then you bite your bottom lip when you go like that?
No. I don't know what you were specifically referring to, but I have never done a Bill Clinton. Just period.
Good to know.
I know it's shocking.
But you do recognize this though,
yes,
right?
Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. I feel your pain.
Yeah. I feel you.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Brad Trump 24, yes or no?
No, I don't like his lips.
It is a disqualifying characteristic.
No, it's.
How do you feel about Biden's?
Ew.
Ooh, when he purses his lips and he sucks them up. And
no.
He,
no.
Stop it.
Nobody
like,
for president.
Serious.
Anarchy now.
No, my no is basically... I just like DeSantis better.
Me too.
I just like him better.
I didn't give my reasoning, but you know I was going to say that.
Remember Obama Girl?
No.
You don't remember Obama Girl? Do you remember Obama Girl?
No, I don't.
Was she like Total Request Live?
Google Obama Girl. I mean, it was like a YouTube Obama Girl. She did music videos.
Oh my gosh.
But this was like at the beginning of when videos would go viral. But you could be DeSantis girl, Hannah.
I could be.
So could you, Ryan. And you could be whatever you want to be.
I want to hear Thong Song by Cisco. Woo!
That's a great song.
What?
Are you kidding?
No.
Dumps like a truck.
Truck.
Yeah. Guys like what?
We were of that age.
Yes, it is.
For Total Request Live on MTV.
It is a time in my life, and you cannot take that away from me. My dad is watching, and I am sorry, but I am not sorry.
Yes.
The Thong Song lives on. Don't make this a real Anna Digital Lady.
Oh, that you just tipped her off. Now she's going to do it. Now, that period of time of watching MTV when you came home from school, and it was all these idiots standing there. And they
unlike now.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Right.
Now it's fine.
It's much more refined.
New York
now.
Is much better now than it was then.
If you put the Thong Song out right now, it would be tame compared to a lot of the stuff that's out there.
I'm not even talking about the music. I'm talking about the way they would show somebody standing there waiting for the camera to come on, and then all they would say is, "I want to hear Limp Bizkit did it all for the Nookie." And then that was their entire contribution to the show. And then they would just go, "Woo!"
Yeah.
That's it.
When you would hear the violin at the beginning of Thong Song, dun 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 dun, that's actually a really, really good riff. I don't know if I still have it in my music for the show, but the music bed. We're not going to play the Thong Song for a bump, although now I'm kind of thinking maybe we should. It's Friday.
Hannah, you just tipped her off to it, so you know she's going to remember. She's like an elephant.
She's looking it up right now.
Tiny elephant.
Is it by Cisco?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Hannah.
Also, your theme song, Hannah, should be Baby Elephant Walk.
Why are you so good at that?
I know. That is disturbing. You're like a whole brass band.
I know. I get that a lot.
No, you don't. That is a hidden talent.
Yeah.
Relatively speaking.
Right. Yeah, not so hidden.
Can I play this as a bump or no?
Is it with the words?
I don't know.
Now, is it Cisco?
Use the word instrumental or karaoke version and find that. And then yes, you may.
Fun fact, I do not think the company Cisco is associated with this song at all.
Do you know, though?
No. Fun fact, though.
Fun fact.
Fun fact. Here's something I do not know. Are you going to play it or not?
I'm scared.
No, don't do it. Don't do it yet.
Okay.
Somebody suggested yesterday that we should be syndicated all the way to Eastern Kentucky. Or no, Western Kentucky.
It was just Paducah. It would stop in Paducah. Yeah, right from here to Paducah.
Western Kentucky hears this show and here's fun fact. Here's something I don't know. And Central Kentucky's like, see?
Really dodged a bullet with that one. Lexington.
We don't do that.
We were much more refined.
Lower standard Western Kentucky kind of stuff.
That's Paducah type radio. We don't listen to that here in the Smokies.
Oh my gosh. It's Brad's birthday on the show, and we're inviting everybody to come to the live chat here and tell Brad happy birthday. We got you a little something here. You want to open it up?
A little something,
ooh,
something.
A little something from the show.
Yeah.
I almost bought a bag that had dinosaurs on it.
I would have liked that.
I know you would have. It was like dinosaurs. $4 more. I don't like paying for bags. I bet. Do you do bags?
What does that mean?
It means, I don't know. Answer it however you want to.
We do them in our trash cans.
Do you buy gift bags?
Yeah, once in a while.
Ooh.
They're the easiest.
Show our live stream. What you got?
Brad is a huge fan of, would you call that a track jacket?
I guess so. I think that's the right
name. Top half of the track suit. I actually think you should take it all the way to the,
sure.
Yep.
And if it's not the right size, you can take it back.
That is why we call
it. It looks good on you.
Yeah.
Use your suit, Larry.
I like it.
You good?
Yes, this is great.
It's his style.
Thank you.
And you said you wanted one for each day of the week
one time. One for each day of the week.
And
exactly.
There's some more stuff in there and a card. But as you know, Brad's the executive producer of the show. You've been here. Did you interview for this job on your birthday?
On my birthday, yeah.
That's that's great.
Candy bars.
Yep.
King size.
That is from the show. That is definitely not something that Annie did by herself.
It is from the show, Reese's? You doofus.
You guys say Reese's or Reese's?
Reese's.
Reese's. Thank
Who
you.
Says
nobody,
Reese's?
Nobody has time to say Reese's. Shut up, Ryan. You don't say Reese's.
No, I don't
jerky.
Say it, but I've heard it said that way.
Oh, yeah, but those people are overachievers.
Yeah, those people should not be listening to the show because we don't like them.
What?
And more beef jerky.
You don't listen to Wiggins America on Saturdays from 6 to 8 a.m.
Yeah. No, I'm openly inviting people to tune out of this show.
I know. It's okay. They've already
Ryan.
Left.
Do listen to my show if you like Reese's, though.
Happy birthday, Brad.
Okay, thank you. Do you want me to read this on air?
I don't care.
Okay. It says, you're a special part of our family.
Mm-hmm. We mean that.
Thank you, Ryan.
You're welcome.
It said, Brad, it's me, half of Brian. Happy birthday. Shout it out, dude.
You know why I said that? Because I didn't even know it was his birthday. Because he's so quiet about it.
Unlike you,
who
casually says, like, for the month leading up to your birthday, well, since my birthday is...
Yeah. Today is the 12th.
September 12th?
Ooh, oh, man.
14th.
Swing and a miss. Strike two.
September 8th.
Oh, you are out.
September
9th?
September.
Nope.
September?
It is in September. Good job.
15th?
You're getting closer.
14th?
16th.
I will just tell you, it is the 16th.
It's the 16th.
I got it right.
My anniversary is the 15th. So I used to think, because your anniversary is in August.
Mm-hmm.
And your wedding or your birthday is right next to my anniversary. All right. Well, happy birthday.
There's a gift card in there, too.
Yes. Enjoy. Go buy some
softball stuff.
Softball stuff. I looked at the softball stuff and thought, I'm not making any decisions.
Baseball
here.
Stuff.
Yes. Get whatever you want for yourself, another jacket or whatever. Happy birthday to Brad. Please go into the live chat, and he's monitoring the comments today. Tell Brad happy birthday. We love having him here. He's a blessing to us, and he's a blessing to you. because he puts all of this together. So stick around. We are going to have some Ask Me Anything when we come back at the 2 o'clock hour. We have X's and O's featuring, I'm excited about this, Mike and Stephanie from C.A. Jones are the two contestants, and the experts in the room, Hannah Brad, and I hope not to let them down. So stick around for X's and O's. Lots of people voting on the YouTube live chat poll today. Trump 2024, yes or no? Go vote. We'll be back in a minute. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We are happy to be with you on this Friday afternoon. The breaking news of the hour is that Fox News has obtained the warrant and has been covering that. We brought to you that information at the beginning of the hour on the Odyssey app. If you rewind to about 1:05, you will be able to hear the coverage of that. And basically what we've discovered is that they took 20 boxes of documents. Some of them had top secret documents as well as sensitive compartmented info, which is referred to as SCI. There's a leather-bound box of documents, a clemency letter of Roger Stone, quote, info on President of France, Emmanuel Macron. We don't really know what that's about. But the lawyers are saying that are Donald Trump's lawyers, they're out there saying he declassified this stuff. So if the documents that were discovered were deemed to be classified information, the question we have right now is, did he declassify them or didn't he? And we don't know the answer to that. So we'll have to continue to wait for more information. That's the latest on that instance. And a few people wanted to ask us a few questions here. So let's get to that.
If you have anything to ask me, just go ahead.
I want the truth!
Say it.
Thank you for your honesty.
You can't handle the truth!
And the truth shall set you free!
Alrighty, the first question we have funneling in from YouTube is, they are asking if I enjoyed my first of hopefully many ski sodas.
Yes, skis, yes, not I short did. For brewskis.
Yes.
Excel bottling ski.
Yes, mm-hmm. I did enjoy my first taste of ski. It tasted like a sun drop, but better. I had that at the Darren Bailey event.
Ryan, do you Tuesday. Get ski? Do you drink ski products?
I like ski in particular, but it's Excel. I like some of their local sodas
Lucky
actually
Cola.
Better than ski.
Mm-hmm. It's my fave.
Yeah.
I was going to say mine is the guilt-free Lucky Cola is just the best.
Next question is from our friend Balls. He asked, Annie, if you had to be a View cast member for the day, who would you pick and why?
A View cast member?
Yes, if you had to be someone on The View, who would you be in and why?
Oh, like not be on The View.
Like you'd have to be in, like being John Malkovich into one of them.
Would I be Whoopi Goldberg? Would I be Joy Behar? Those are the only two that
Anna
I know.
Anna Navarro?
Oh,
Sonny Hostin.
Oh!
I could tell you which one I would do. I mean, that's...
Whoa!
let me rephrase that.
You just take a minute
right,
and step
I'm
aside.
Step back.
Step
this
away.
Is why the question was microphone. For Annie, not you, Ryan.
I mean, I don't know. I guess I'd like to live in the manufactured reality that Joy Behar lives in every day so that I could just be and believe whatever I wanted to. But I can't think of... I can't think of... No, I don't want to do it.
Annie, you're missing out. You're missing out on this one. You could step into either Joy Behar or Whoopi Goldberg and say something really either crazy or conservative, whatever you want, for a whole day. That would be a blast.
Whose career would I like to ruin more? I'm Joy Behar. I think she's just abominable.
Mm-hmm. Like a snowman.
Full of lies.
Next question, Sydney from YouTube says, or she wants to know everybody's biggest pet peeves. I'm going to assume that Annie and I have the same one. Mine is mouth noises or chewing or anything like that drives me up a wall. It's something in my brain that just is crazy.
You know that it is, first of all, you should eat like a grown person with manners to begin with, but then when you have this type of condition referred to as misophonia, but when you have it, you know that you're having an irrational reaction to something that while it might be gross, it's like your thoughts, they're not like good thoughts.
No, they're not.
I have a lot of pet peeves, but that's the biggest. What about you, Ryan?
My pet peeve is people with misophonia and erectophobia.
I was just going to say, I almost said there and didn't get it in time, but like watch him take this in a non-serious way and not answer the question.
So I am right there
Speaking
with you guys.
Speaking of pet peeves that I have, can I answer names of people?
Yeah. I'm right there with you guys with the mouth noises.
Mm-hmm.
However, there's one thing that gets under my skin way more than that, and that's driving slow in the left lane. The far left lane is for passing. If you are not passing, get out of the left lane. You may be going fast, but there might be people behind you who are going faster. Check your rearview mirror.
What
get
if there
out
aren't?
Of the way. Get out of the left lane. It's against the law.
Yeah, but if that means going over into the center lane where there are people and you're going to, like...
If you're passing them, you're passing them. Mm-hmm. So if you're moving faster than that lane, fine. But then if somebody's right behind you, scoot over, let them through, move back over.
I'm generally driving faster than the people who are on the road, so I don't really feel like I'm an offender here. But I also don't like people who like zigzag in and out of the center mm-hmm. lane. Like if you're getting over and you know you're only going to be over there for 3 seconds, don't get over.
Yeah, just pop over, let the person through. And then pop back over. But
well,
as
yeah,
you're driving...
In my scenario, there's nobody behind
oh,
me
no.
waiting
I,
to get
I
past
I get
me.
That. I get that. But look in your rearview mirror and be sure.
Do you have any real pet peeves to answer the actual question that was put out here, Ryan?
The number one thing that really does get under my skin is tapeworm.
Next question.
Seriously, high on the list of pet peeves.
Brandon from YouTube says to settle an argument between his wife and himself.
Ooh,
for
we
Kraft
like doing that.
Mac and cheese, do the shaped noodles taste better or different than the regular noodles, or do they all taste the same? I have an opinion on this.
What are the what shapes?
Like the spirals, or there's, I know there used to be like SpongeBob, Kraft mac and cheese.
I think I like the shaped ones better.
Yeah, I think they do taste different than the regular noodles. Is it better?
What are you saying? Which one? Shaped or not shaped?
I think shaped tastes different than the regular, but I think I'm going to have to say that shaped tastes better. Yep. Boys?
Shapes are better.
I think the shapes are better because the shape will capture more of the cheese sauce in each bite.
I agree.
Yeah. Brandon, we're 4-for-4. Shapes are better. So you know, now, Brandon, you need to tell us if we settled with you or your wife.
Yeah.
Or made it worse.
Yeah.
LD from YouTube says, what is your guys' favorite Pop-Tart flavor? Frosted or plain?
What about you, Brad?
S'mores. Frosted.
Brad? Ryan?
Gosh, a fruity flavor, frosted for sure. No, not plain.
I was going to say, if anyone in here says plain.
No way.
I think my favorite one is just a strawberry frosted Pop-Tart.
Frosted cherry. Toasted or not toasted?
Not toasted.
Toasted for sure.
Not toasted.
Actually, I don't know if I've ever had a toasted Pop-Tart.
Toasted is delicious, but I don't know who has that kind of time. If I'm eating a Pop-Tart, and I can't remember the last time I had a Pop-Tart, but I love it. It's like what I ate for lunch through high school and a Mountain Dew. Yum.
Pop-Tarts and a Mountain Dew.
Yeah, that's what was in the vending machines. When you taste a toasted Pop-Tart and you haven't done that before, you're like, whoa, this is mm-hmm. fantastic. Wow.
Even warmed up is fine. Microwave.
I like the crispy on the edge.
I do too.
In the toast.
But I've burnt myself so many times on the filling. It's like, I think this is cool enough. And then you take a bite. Like, no, it's not.
Yeah. Well, you got to wait for it.
That is one thing, though, that you cannot buy the generic version of. I will buy the generic version of lots of
there
things.
There was a generic
Pop-Tarts,
version
no
that
way.
Shop and Save used to sell when we were, I don't remember Malto Meal. Do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
Does that still exist? It probably
I think
still
so.
Exists. I don't know. There was a super generic version of Pop-Tarts that Shop and Save used to sell. And I don't remember. I don't know if it was Malto Meal or if it was something else. And I loved them. They didn't, I wouldn't even compare them to Pop. They were generic Pop-Tarts.
But they were
but they
different
were,
enough.
They were so different. Like it was a shape. The idea was that the shape was the same as a Pop-Tart, but the rest of it was kind of different, and I love them.
Somebody really has an opportunity here, and I'm sharing this with the world because I want to see it happen, to step into the Pop-Tart market and fill a Pop-Tart double, like a double-stuffed Pop-Tart.
Do they not have those already?
Pop-Tarts today, the icing, I think the shape, the size of the Pop-Tart is smaller.
Mm-hmm.
I think the icing on top is smaller, and the filling part is smaller.
I agree.
I think it's definitely... What do you call that? Deflation.
Shrinkflation.
Shrinkflation. Where they charge you the same, but they make the product smaller.
Toaster strudel, similar enough
Ooh,
to Pop-Tart
no,
to be in the same category
no,
or different?
No.
Toaster strudels
no.
are delicious, but I like never ate those thinking it was breakfasty, just mm-hmm. more treat-like. And Pop-Tarts, I don't know why that would be more breakfasty. It's still it's like a cookie.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of toaster strudels. I can't.
You can't eat those cold. I mean, those are basically frozen. So
pancakes or waffles?
Waffles.
Waffles.
Ooh.
Who says that waffles like that?
What did I say?
Say it again.
Waffles.
Waffles.
Yeah. That...
Waffles.
What is it? Too St. Louis for you?
I don't know.
I don't
St.
think
Louis.
That's St. Louis.
Who
at
said
all.
It wrong?
I'm going to say waffles as well.
Waffles.
Pancakes.
Shut up. X's and O's with our friends from C.A. Jones when we come back. Don't go away.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.